This is Out and About with WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Jam Lovell joins me today in the studio to talk about the historic event coming up tomorrow, the first female-run iron pour in Peoria's history. The event is organized by Black Dog Metal Arts and is part of the citywide celebration of women in the arts. Jam, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jam, let's get started with telling people a little bit more about your story. What brought you back to Peoria? Tell us a little bit about the past 2 years.
So I was getting my MFA in sculpture in Carbondale at Southern Illinois University, and I was looking for jobs. I was trying to teach, and I had this degree in sculpture and wasn't sure what to do with it. But I was traveling the country with my husband, Danny, and pouring iron everywhere and realizing this community is super awesome and really supportive. So we had talked about starting a foundry kind of jokingly. We didn't think it would actually go anywhere, but then we started figuring out the logistics of it and getting some really fun ideas for things that the community might be interested in. And then all of a sudden, we decided to move back to Peoria because the art scene is really doing well here and people clearly very much care about art. So I thought, why don't we just move back and see what happens?
One of the things that I really appreciate is that Black Dog Metal Arts actually is located within Art Inc., the old Greeley School building. Can you tell us a little bit about that connection?
So I had met Barbie Perry, and she introduced me to Jonathan and Nikki Romaine, and it was when they were really getting settled into the building and very early on, about a year ago, and they had just won the State Farm grant, and I told them that I'm starting a foundry, I wanted to offer metal casting opportunities to the public, and they said, that sounds right in line with our vision, so let's see if we can work something out. So we're currently in the basement of Art Inc.
Now, Saturday's event is going to be taking place on site at the Peoria Art Guild. Walk us through, what does the first female-run iron pour in Peoria's history look like?
So I have about 50 people registered to help me pour. And to put that in context, I usually only need about 6 people minimum to run an iron pour completely. So I have people coming in from all around the country to help run this iron pour at the Peoria Art Guild. So we'll be making sand molds, which are just 2-part molds that have a cavity in the center, and then we just melt iron from a furnace, and when it's molten and kind of fluid, we dump it into those molds. So we'll be doing that all day long, and all of the artists will be present and kind of rotating around so that people in the public can talk to them and meet them too.
What type of level of experience do you need to have to pour hot molten iron?
Oh yeah, you actually don't need any experience with sculpture at all. If you can dump a cup of water, you can dump iron, really. It is dangerous, but we have so much safety gear and we have so many people with a lot of experience that we kind of work people up to the bigger jobs. So to pour iron, you just have to, for our furnace, you have to be able to lift 75 to 80 pounds. But we always have people in backup so that nobody ever gets hurt and nobody gets overwhelmed or too tired.
And this event is happening in conjunction with the citywide celebration of women in the arts. Before we started recording today, you mentioned that if you hadn't seen that call, you might not have even put this event out there on the calendar. This was more in like your 10-year plan as opposed to your first-year plan. How excited are you that this has happened so quickly for you?
Oh, I am thrilled. Yeah, I wrote out my business plan last year and I had this idea in the back of my mind, but you're right, 10 years I thought it would be, but I put out the call and I said I will just figure it out. But like I said, the iron community is really supportive, so everybody else across the country got really excited about it too and is willing to drop everything they're doing, take time off work, pay to come drive out here to help us do this hot, heavy thing of pouring iron, and they can go home. So I wouldn't have been able to do it without the support of all of these people all around the country.
And many people might not realize that there is an iron casting pouring community around the country. You've done a really brilliant job not only networking and connecting with those people, but giving them even more than one reason to come to Peoria this weekend. Obviously, the Iron Pour is taking place on Saturday, but then tonight, you've also curated an exhibit that's opening up at the Prairie Center of the Arts entitled Fierce. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So Fierce is an international women in iron exhibition that I curated with Kristen Tordella Williams from Millsaps College in Jackson, Mississippi. So I was working on the Iron Pour, and Kristen contacted me and asked if I would be willing to put together an exhibition that goes with the Iron Pour. So it's kind of a little preview of here's what people are doing, and then tomorrow you can come see how it's made and what we do.
For people who haven't experienced much iron art, Can you give us some frame of reference for the type of pieces that they can expect to encounter when they come to the exhibit at the Prairie Center?
So we have a lot of cast iron work, but we also have forged work. So it's wrought iron, so it's iron that you can heat up and then shape it with a hammer. It's kind of compared to working with clay when you're blacksmithing, which is what that process is called. But iron casting, which is what will be happening Saturday, is the process that a lot of other people have used. So we have some small artworks, we have some larger artworks, we have things that are also on the wall. So even though it's sculpture, not everything is throughout the floor, and we have some fabric pieces, and there's kind of a little bit of everything.
For people who are going to be experiencing the Iron Pour this weekend and then hopefully coming to the exhibition as well, what do you hope their big takeaways are?
I hope that people can gain an appreciation for what we do because the process is really interesting and it's really cool. I always compare it to watching fireworks on the 4th of July in a way. But I hope that people get excited about what we're doing and look forward to maybe trying to participate in future Iron Pours because we hope to have at least 3 a year. So we're hoping that this builds more of an interaction and more of a dialogue within the Peoria community with our iron community across the country too.
I've been talking with Jam Lovell of Black Dog Metal Arts. She will be hosting the first female-run Iron Pour in Peoria's history. The event will take place tomorrow from noon to 6:30 p.m. at the Peoria Art Guild. Thanks so much, Jam.
Thank you.
And tonight, violinist Marcia Henry Libano will be performing a recital at 7 p.m. at the Universalist Unitarian Church of Peoria, located at 3000 West Richwoods Road. For more information on this and all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.